Hello, my name is Kristen Watson, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Wednesday, December 17th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died as we look at prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading Isaiah 11, 1 through 10, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, and their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Today's Advent devotional is entitled Hope for the Hopeless. Isaiah's imagery paints some of the Bible's most vivid scenes of despair and redemption. At the time Isaiah was written, around the 8th century BC, Ahaz, a descendant of David, and the king of Judah faced attack on all sides. Despite Isaiah's effort to encourage Ahaz to trust the Lord, Ahaz puts his hope in the king of Assyria. At the end of Isaiah 10, the axe of divine judgment fell on the forest-like army of Assyria. To illustrate this metaphor, Isaiah 11 begins with the image of the stump of Jesse. When Christ was born, the house of David had not been in royal power for almost 600 years. More to the point, those who are awaiting a savior from the house of David have been waiting a very long time. The circumstances feel hopeless. And yet, a tiny shoot springs forth and grows to bear fruit. Isaiah foretells a ruler who is filled with the Spirit of the Lord and has perfect wisdom and might. Unlike earthly rulers, who are corruptible and make decisions based on the evidence before them, this king rules with the knowledge of the Lord and in perfect obedience to him. He administers righteous justice by restoring the downtrodden and rebuking the wicked. Under his rule, all will experience an Edenic paradise. In verses 6 through 9, the image of paradise comes into focus, as one can picture a leopard lying with the goat, a lion eating straw like an ox, and an infant playing near a cobra's den. On this holy mountain, there is no suffering or grief, because everything in it will live in perfect submission to Christ's authority. The unfortunate reality is that 2025 AD is not too different from 700 BC. Our world is still filled with injustice and strife. However, Isaiah promises a coming savior. Although the paradise he describes will evade us until Christ returns, we cannot deny Christ's transformative power here on earth. It is only when we allow the power of the gospel to transform our hearts and minds that we can begin to experience peace with one another. By acting in obedience and delighting in fear of the Lord, we experience God and see glimmers of paradise. Further, Isaiah's prophecy reveals that a Messiah is coming, one who will stand in our place and exercise his power to eliminate suffering and make everything right. As we prepare our hearts and minds to welcome the Christ child, may we be filled with the Holy Spirit and walk in obedience. May we point others to Christ and take hope that one day all will be restored. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for the gift of the Christ child and rejoice that we serve a king who rules with perfect wisdom and might. We ask that you would comfort those who feel hopeless this Advent season and pray that you would fill their hearts with the hope of restoration. Until that day comes, we pray that through the power of the gospel, you will transform our hearts so we can delight in your ways and walk in obedience, ever pointing others to Christ. Amen.